the beast of Daniel in Revelation will not come from Rome or even Russia, but from the Babylon area. However, Daniel 11:44 indicates that Russia and the Oriental nations will be sucked into this battle toward the end of the Great Tribulation, which will provide millions of soldiers to fulfill prophecy. Let's look at verse 44. But tidings out of the east and out of the north shall trouble him. You got the beast of the north who's come down to fight against Egypt. And so he's got tidings from the north. Not from where he came from, because he already controls that. So it's got to be further north, which is Russia. And then out of the east, somebody else that wants to get involved in all this mess, which is China, that has the largest army in the entire world. And that's how they start getting sucked in to this final battle. Now, how America falls in line with all this stuff, I don't know. All I know is that they backed them up for many years. They may continue to back them up. When all this battle happens, they might go in and supply Israel with help. They might get sucked right into it too. If they do, I guess God will bless them for standing in there with Israel. I don't know. And then again, if they don't stand with Israel and then become a part of the coalition against them, you know, that's going to be tough on America. The American soldiers, that is. Again, America is many miles away. We will indirectly be affected by it. One final scripture that will help to confirm that the beast will not arise from the Roman Empire is found in the book of Revelation. Look at Revelation chapter 17, and then in verse 8. Revelation 17:8 states that the beast, which represents a king or kingdom, existed prior to the time that John wrote Revelation, but did not exist during the time of John's writing, and would rise up again in a future day after John's writing. Did you catch all that? Okay, look at Revelation 17, verse 8. The beast that thou sawest was or existed prior to the time of John, and is not, did not exist during John's time, and shall ascend in the future of John's time out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. So the Roman Empire did exist during the life of John, which eliminates a future beast from Rome. They were in existence during that time. Remember that? However, the Seleucid kingdom of the north, which was Syria, Iraq today, existed prior to the time of John, but not during his time, and will rise again as the future beast. Now again, the traditionist view has concluded that Rome will raise up a world leader, the beast. But comparing scripture with scripture reveals that this beast will originate from an Arab nation. If we just stay within the confines of the revelation that we've looked at from Daniel, from Revelation, and then all the nations there, it will be an Arab nation, not a European nation. So if it's not a European nation, then it cannot be Stalin, it cannot be Hitler of that one time, it cannot be Gorbachev now, and any others that they might come up with. But it would have to come from an Arab nation. Okay. Do you have any questions along these lines? Yes.
You talked about the beast. Is the beast the same as the Antichrist, or is that something different?
Again, in studying the term Antichrist, the only place that I find it is in 1 John. Only place. It's not used, that term is never used in the book of Revelation, but the beast is. It's never used in the book of Daniel. which the beast is. Let me give you one example. If you go to Daniel chapter 9, and we'll cover this briefly. And in verse 25 of Daniel, and it says here, and I'll try to read it to you the way that the traditionalist view look at it. Now, or know, therefore, and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks. And 62 weeks, the street shall be built again, and the wall even in troublous times. Okay? Now we know this has already been done. They were talking about the time that Jerusalem would be rebuilt, and it was. And it was rebuilt, just, you know, completed and everything until when Jesus Christ the Messiah came in, right? It was destroyed before then, then rebuilt again. Nehemiah and Ezra. Verse 26. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. He wasn't cut off for himself. He was cut off for all people, us, for the world. And the people of the prince, who's the prince we're talking about? The Messiah, okay. That shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war desolations are determined. And he shall confirm the covenant. Now, we're talking about who so far?
The prince.
The prince. The Messiah, right? Okay. But then we get into verse 27, they automatically put in Antichrist. And he, the Antichrist, shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. 7 years. So if we read that away and put in by our own opinion, and this means the Antichrist, then we're saying that the Antichrist is going to confirm a peace treaty with Israel for 1 week. Right? Or somebody is.
But that's not what it says.
But that's what they say. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. So traditional view, Christian traditional view, uses this verse in verse 27 and places he, and they actually use the term Antichrist. And in the book of Daniel, there's never ever the term Antichrist ever used. But if you follow it through, rather than saying it's the Antichrist, and say, and he is the preposition of its preceding noun, which is the Messiah, the Prince, shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And then you have to think, what covenant is he talking about? Well, Daniel asked a question of God in verse 4. And he said, if you hold your finger in 27 and look over at verse 4, and said, and I prayed unto the Lord my God, and made my confession, and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him, and to them that keep his commandments. Daniel said, God, are you going to keep this covenant of mercy with your people? I mean, he's just asking him a question. God, are you going to keep this covenant of mercy with your people that you promised them many years ago? And then so God says, okay, you asked this question, I'm going to give you an answer. And so he goes through and he starts laying out all the information. And then when he gets down here to verse 27, and he, the Messiah, shall confirm. And this word confirm is the word to make stronger. Was the covenant that God made with his people that was backed up by sacrifices of animals and blood, Was that blood or those animals strong enough?
No.
So something had to come along and make it stronger. And it was who? The Messiah. He made it stronger by His blood with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week He shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease. The traditionalists say that this Antichrist is going to allow, he's going to have a peace treaty or covenant with Israel for 7 years. And in the middle of that 7 years, he's going to take away their rights to sacrifice animals at the temple that they were supposed to rebuild. It kind of appears to be that way, right? All right, so he's going to, then in the middle of that week, or that seventh year, he's going, in about the 3.5 years, he's going to take away their ability and choice of sacrificing and having oblations. But then if you look at it from Jesus Christ's perspective, did He cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease? Sure, because He was the final sacrifice. His blood is what made it stronger. He made a New Testament covenant stronger than the old one by His blood, doing away with all the sacrifices and the oblation, which is the workings of the priest. And so He's the one that caused that to happen, not the Antichrist in the future. You're almost like giving the Antichrist some kind of credit for what Jesus Christ has already done. Man, if I was Jesus Christ, I'd be kind of upset about that. Don't you just hate it when someone gets credit for something you did? So that's how they do that, okay? So if you just let the Scriptures speak for themselves and keep it in line here as far as the pronoun being controlled by the nearest noun, which is the Messiah, the Prince, then He's the one that's going to confirm the covenant, which He already did. He made it stronger by His blood, doing away with the sacrifice and oblations. That has already been done. It's already been done. So, if that answers your question. Is it good?
Yeah.
Okay. It won't take that long for any other questions. So. Yes.
I'm not clear on when that war is going to be, north and south, and kind of switching to Israel. Before or after the gathering?
I don't know. I don't. I really don't.
One believer recently, he's thinking it through now, but that together happens before this type of stuff comes. And there's a lot of believers in America in leadership so far, or right now, a lot of them are born again. And if you take out the leadership in the country, it's pretty well, you know, most of America might be in the gathering. I think that's why it's not named, because there's not that many people left here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a world power anymore.
I had no idea. That's probably one of the biggest questions that asked of all the biblical scholars, is when that time is going to come. And I wouldn't even dare say it. I just know it's going to come before the wrath.
I think that's an interesting thing to look at, that maybe most of our nation will be gathered.
Hopefully. I mean, just because there's a lot of churches on every corner doesn't mean they're all born again on the inside.
But then a lot of people are born again, just don't have no power. Too.
Right. Good question, though. Great question. Yes, sir.
You know, like, okay, it says in Daniel chapter 7, verse 8, I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the root, and behold, in this horn were eyes, the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things. Okay, I searched that up on the web and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was, like, you know, about, you know, Job went into the end time, you know, the end time, you know, like, stuff that's going to be happening. There's this guy that's on this website, and he predicted a lot of stuff come, and he says on there, by looking at the scripture, that actually, and he agrees that it's going to be in the Bible land too. And also he says the nation that the Antichrist shall rule over his nation is not here yet. It's a nation, like when it says, you know, I consider their horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn and stuff like that. And what he said was, you know, when he risen his nation out of the Assyrian, which is the Iran nation, that has not, another country that is, that has not come into being yet.
You know, you all have been in this world just about as long as I have, and you see how things can change very quickly in one day. I mean, even Russia, from being a mighty nation, has gone down to being almost nothing. It is available, and from God's perspective, He's the one, He even talks about it in Daniel, He's the one that gives man power to rule. And there might not be a kingdom or a king in that particular area that even exists today that might rise up in weeks or months or years. I don't know. That's a very good possibility. But all I know is that you have that area that the Bible talks about, that from that area, that's where it appears that it's coming from. Whether it's someone exists now or an actual nation, I mean a kingdom that exists, I would be afraid to say so. All I know is I know about where it's going to be. I just kind of leave it at that. Yes, sir?
Would you stop me if I'm wrong on this question? I think the Russians are supposed to be like our allies, right? And I heard that they were going to back us up with the Afghanistan thing. But you said they were going to side with the Arabs against the Jerusalem, or the Israel people. And we are supposed to help the Israel people. What would that kind of do?
Can you repeat that to me again? I don't know if they're going to be on the sides of them, or they're going to get involved in this war. I'm quite sure how that's going to be.
Okay, well, you were also saying that the Americans are going to be on the side of the Israel people?
Possibly. They always have been. But they doesn't mean they're going to be.
All right, I was just wondering if you knew what that would do with our relationship with them.
Right now, our relationship with them is kind of touchy, because they could even get Israel to back up America as far as their coalition against the terrorists. I don't know how that's changed recently, but I know that Israel said, no, we're going to back off. We're not going to be a part of this coalition. And they were afraid that it would cause even more uproar within their particular area of influence. You know, but look at how many billions of dollars and men and military and help and everything America has done for Israel. And then now America has a situation and Israel backed off. And again, America, they're into a world being protected for freedom of democracy, whereas all Arab nations are concerned about a world that is concerned of freedom from democracy. So what we are going over there for and helping regarding has nothing to do with what they really want. I think a lot of it has to do with the oil. I mean, if we didn't have their oil, where would we be? So I think they just kind of, you know, it's government, that's the way they negotiate, that's the way it's like, you know, what's good for me, what's good for America. They don't really base things on what this thing right here says. They might pray about it, go to God about it, you know, as far as individuals, but as far as sitting down in Congress and say, well, we need to make our decisions according to Daniel chapter so-and-so or whatever. I don't think they do that. I guess I might be wrong, but I don't think so. Okay.
Yeah, Ken, I know we've been saved from the wrath to come. That's real clear. But what exactly is the wrath?
What is what?
The wrath.
What is the wrath? It's made up of the seventh vow that's going to be poured out by an angel that talks about in the book of Revelation, and talks about waters outside of the Bible lands area, like rivers, oceans. So it's got to be outside of that area, because they only have that little sea there, you know. So it's going to be bitter, be poisoned. Much of the fish life in those oceans will be destroyed. Water supplies will be limited to people's drinking ability all over the entire world. People are going to be scorched by the sun, whether that has anything to do with bombs or the ozone or with something supernatural, I'm not sure, but I do know that it affects all of mankind all over the entire world, that they're going to be crying out to God. And it says that they will be crying out to Him, but they will refuse, and they know where it's coming from, but they refuse to glorify Him. No, it's right at the ending of the Great Tribulation, going just before the millennium begins. Thank goodness it doesn't last too long. Any other good questions? Yeah.
Is the tribulation and the last and the battle?
The Great Tribulation and all of that, the battle going on and the Great Tribulation when the beast rises up and heads toward Egypt and all that, that is the beginning of the Great Tribulation that's supposed to last about 3.5 years, according to what I can deduct. And thank goodness it's only 3.5. And then some believe that there will be, the temple will be rebuilt again prior to Christ coming back. I don't believe that. I believe that there's a lot of things that people try to say from Scripture, but they just get it in the wrong administration. And that I believe when Christ comes back, there will be a new temple being built during the 1,000-year reign, because it talks about people coming from all nations to the temple. And this one over there that exists today, whatever is known of it, will be totally destroyed. That mosque and all that stuff over there is going to be destroyed. Even if they try to build one over there today, they'd probably put it in the wrong place. Really? I mean, they really would. There's a good book out there, I think. Didn't Martin do one on that, on the temples or the something that men forgot? Do you remember that, Wayne? But anyway, there, he does a great work on it, Dr. Martin, and he's done some other great work that's been very helpful, too, regarding the Bible Land area. So even if they went over there and built it today, even the local Jewish people over there, Israelites, they'd probably put it in. Well, I really appreciate your all's interest in coming and from far and wide and listening to the things that I've shared with you. And I appreciate any thoughts along these lines. Please feel free to write me. Give me your questions or anything, information that you've studied on your own. I appreciate all that. And I thank Wayne for...
Do you want to tell about your newsletter?
Oh, yeah. I have a newsletter that I've I put together and I send out every month. And I just have sent it out to this select few. I don't just send it out in all mailing to 500 people, because in these days and times you get a lot of criticism, and I'm really looking for people to agree with me. No. No. I want some good, honest feedback, you know. So I've just sent it out to where people would, might just give me some feedback is what I'm saying. And so if you'd like to have them for the last whole year or more, I'll send them to you. Just write me a letter, I'll send them to you. Okay?